Good morning, everybody. This is Udonna Power in Los Angeles, and I got so excited the last moment. I thought, oh my gosh, there's something really wonderful there. Clarity, focus, and gratitude. Wow, that's something to contemplate. Anyway, thank you so much for being here. We're here every Monday morning, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, for 15 minutes of inspiration, of focus, of getting together and learning more about ourselves and more about this amazing business, this business of self-development. It has a compensation plan attached. I know I spent a lot of money on self-development through the years, and this is the first time I've ever been paid to develop my beingness, my understanding, expand my mind. I mean, there is a self-development proponent to this. It's pretty astonishing. And we all get to be together here in the morning, Monday through Friday again, because that's where we get our juice. We get to stay plugged in. Like Lenny says, we're like cell phones. We our charge goes down unless we plug into the team and be part of this momentous wave that's happening. And I want to say thank you to the man who's put this call together. I thank him every morning, and I'm so grateful for him, because not only is he an inspiration, he's built an enormous team with multiple six-figure and seven-figure earners per year, and he shares with all of us. He doesn't have to do that. He doesn't even have to do this anymore. And guess what? He's so in love with being a part of this company and sharing and paying it forward that he shows up for all of us on a daily basis. So I want to say thank you and turn the call over to this amazing man, Lenny Evans.
Thank you so much, Udonna. I'm so grateful for you and just, gosh, for everyone and all the rock stars, every single one of you. I heard so many people's names. And I kid sometimes with you, and I try to say hi sometimes when I come on, like 3 or 4 minutes early, but it's like tough getting the word edgewise. And you know what? How beautiful that we are a community of leaders wanting to go first, wanting to have our voice heard. It's really beautiful. So I just want to honor all of you, and I would love to start our day off together. There's something real magical and actually spiritual and sacred, really, to me, about taking a moment together and breathing together and expressing and feeling gratitude together. So I just want to do that right now with you. I want you to get straight, as straight as you can. Try to imagine your vertebra stacking like a perfect cake, you know, going up, 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 up all the way, and get your neck up and chin up just a little bit, and then shoulders back, shoulders down, chin down now. And now let's take a breath in through our nose. 1, 2, 3, breathe in. And then just think of someone that you love or someone that needs help right now, and grant them their greatest desire and breathe life into it, which is your exhale. Good job, guys. All right, what are you drinking? I'm going to drink the rest of my Amp Nox. I love it. I love our products so much. I'm so in love with the products of Isagenics, you know. I got 4 boxes of the white cheddar whey thins. And it's a good thing, too, because they are so amazing. Like, even taking them on a bike ride and getting to the top of a mountain bike ride and then popping out one of those, it's like this treat in the middle of the desert. It's so amazing. I just love them so much. Anyway, little commercial for that. But let's get on to what's really going on here, guys. And today, of course, is a Wednesday. And it's I think of Wednesday as cleanse day. And, you know, it's one thing to cleanse out toxins out of our bodies. It's another thing to cleanse out stinking thinking out of our minds, which is things that we somehow think are right that aren't. And getting rid of the old societal worldviews that says that people age, you know, and that you get and you lose your vitality as you get older. Look at Jeff Beebe for just a second. Look at him. I mean, I'm not even sure how old Jeff is, but he's got the body of a 35-year-old. Looks, I mean, you know, and so just think that that is all hogwash, that old, and we have the new way. We have a new way. We have the doorway to the new way. Isagenics is the doorway to the new way, and someone who taught me that is our speaker today, our trainer, and she is brilliant. And literally, I mean, she's letting her brilliance out so much because of her vulnerability. Because of really, like, just putting it out there and really just not caring in a good way what others think. She's just doing it. She's this brilliant leader. I know she better be writing her book right now because I ordered the first copy. I ordered it a long time ago, and I'm excited to get it. Queen of never quitting, guys. Remember that she always showed up, always showed up, always showed up. She didn't just show up. She sat in the front row, and she was always taking notes, even though she'd heard the same story. And even though she'd heard the same joke 100 times probably that I told, she still laughed enthusiastically like it was the first time. That's her, beginner's mind. And it's so beautiful to witness multi-millionaire goddess Rhonda Collier. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. I love those weigh-ins too, okay? I think I got one of the biggest Isogenics boxes that they make. I had the whole thing. It was all filled with those. And it got delivered the other day. And you guys, I don't know if you know this, but you can use weigh-ins on cleanse days. So 4 weigh-ins.
Oh, newsflash.
Yeah,
huge.
Right? Hello? Well, so you just eat a couple weigh-ins like you would a snack throughout the day. You eat a bag of weigh-ins, and I did that when I was cleansing on my way home from Florida. I was cleansing, and it was beautiful. I love cleansing when I'm flying because it's like, oh, you don't have to think about any of that crappy, oops, that bad airport food. But anyway, that's what's good about those new weigh-ins. And real quick, I want to read a letter that was posted by Isogenics Corporate. I want to make sure everyone's heard it. It's beautiful. It says, "Dear Isogenics Leader, we recently learned that Dr. Oz is airing a segment titled The Truth About Diets Filling Your Social Media Feed on February 15th. So today, Dr. Oz is featuring this segment. He will be assessing our 30-day system, Beachbody's 21-Day Fix, and It Works Pro Fit Shake. At the show producer's request, we provided answers to specific questions and encouraged the producer to explore the nutritional makeup of the two shakes being compared to our isoline shake. At this time, we do not know whether the assessment of our program will be positive, negative, or neutral. However, based on the questions we were asked, we anticipate that the show may position our products as more expensive than some of the alternatives without recognizing the exceptional quality and value our products provide." So this is a letter from corporate to all of us. It goes on to say, "In anticipation of the show airing, we have developed message points to address some of the potential questions or possible concerns. Once the show airs, we will determine whether it is appropriate to post an official statement from the company and if any additional measures are warranted. For the sake of consistency and accuracy, our internal team will manage all responses to any questions or concerns that are posted regarding the Dr. Oz segment and will handle any media inquiries." So here's what they're asking from us, you guys. Please ask your team members not to respond. Instead, ask that they forward any questions or screen captures of posts, when possible, to cheryl.lewis@isogenicscorp.com. I'll spell that in a minute. "We appreciate your support in ensuring Isogenics can respond accurately, transparently," isn't that a beautiful word, consistently, "and in a way that reflects our values and supports our positive reputation. If you have any questions on specific situations, please feel to reach out. We appreciate you. Thank you for your leadership. Cheryl Lewis, Vice President of Corporate Affairs." That is so beautiful. Our company is so on it, right? And it's so important that everyone is aware of that, because it's really great that we have a consistent message, right? And it's really great that that consistent message is coming from corporate, right? So anyway, I wanted to make sure everyone was aware of that. If you see anything today and people are asking questions or just, you know, saying anything that you think should be addressed, you take a screenshot or forward it, and you can send it to Cheryl Lewis. It's Cheryl.Lewis. I'll spell it. Cheryl.Lewis, Lewis, at isogenicscorp.com. I posted that in Lenny123. So I wanted to make sure everyone had that. And happy Wednesday. Oh, my gosh. I tell you, when I see things like that, I think to myself, you know, it's interesting that this happened to us many moons ago. And as a matter of fact, the video is probably one of the most popular videos on YouTube, and it's titled, "Is Isogenics a Scam?" And it was a news company, Channel 7 News or ABC News or something, wanted to do a report on us. And what are you going to do? I mean, first of all, you never know what the news is going to say. And 9.9 times out of 10, it's going to be negative because that's what news usually is. And there, here comes this news show, and it came out, and it was very, very powerful, and it was positive. So we don't know what is going to be said, what people's agendas are, and like other people say, just follow the money. You can always follow the money. But just know that that is happening. We are blessed. We have science. We have real science that backs our system. We've got no compromised products. We got John Anderson, and we are certainly blessed to have everything that we have. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. Each and every one of you have had that personal experience, and probably everyone in your family and everyone that you've shared it with, and you already know that our products are well beyond anything that I could ever imagine in the marketplace today. So that's exciting. And you know what, Lenny? I have been studying Wayne Dyer. You know, Jen Lancaster, I love her. She sent me this video, and I just wanted to just say today that this video that I listen to this video every night. Every night, when it's time for Rana to go to sleep, this video goes on, and I fall asleep listening to Wayne Dyer. And it's titled Wayne Dyer Wishes Fulfilled Top 30 Minutes. Dr. Wayne Dyer Wishes Fulfilled. That's what it's called on YouTube. And he talks about something that's he talks about a lot of stuff, and I usually fall asleep before I get to the end, but I've heard the whole thing many times. But he talks about in order to accomplish something, if there's something we desire to accomplish, okay, I love this next sentence, what he says. You must first expect it of yourself. In order to accomplish something, you must first expect it of yourself. He goes on to say, what do you expect of yourself? Do you expect to be able to perform miracles? Do you expect to be able to attract the prosperity that you're so worthy of? Do you expect that you're able to manifest relationships that serve you and that you serve? Isn't that interesting? If you think about that, it really kind of hit me right between my eyes. What do I expect of myself? And where do those expectations come from, right? He goes on to say, in order to have these expectations for yourself, you must have a dramatic shift first. You must change what you believe is possible for you. Right? Do you have an expectation of yourself that you are able to perform miracles? Do you have an expectation that you are able to attract everything that you need into your life, the prosperity, the relationships, the connections, the experiences, right? The question becomes, who am I? He says. The question becomes, who are you? Who am I? What is real? Right? Who you are, he says, is the soul that wants to expand and be free. I love that. Who understands, I am birthless, I am deathless, I am changeless. Right? We have to change the part of us that has come to believe that who we are is what we have, and who we are is what we do, and who we are is what others think of us. That is not who we are, you guys. We have to stop believing that we are separate from others and that we are separate from Source, because we're not. What's happened to me is possible for you. What's happened to anyone is possible for you. Miracles are possible for you. Expect them. Know that that's who you are. You're just a miracle generator. You are a miracle yourself. Know that you are connected. You are the source. You are connected to the source that manifests and makes everything happen. That source, that life force energy. We're all a part of that, right? We are not separate from it. Some of us don't have it, and some of us do. When you look at other people and they've created something, know that that is yours. Know that you can create that. I love it. I love this video. I listen to it every single night. It has been a total reminder, if you will. At the end of the day, what we put into our mind is crucial. It's crucial. What are you putting into your mind every single night as you're falling asleep? Are you running through the list of everything that went wrong? Are you running through the list of everything that you didn't do? Are you running through the list of everything else that needs to be done tomorrow? Are you stressing out, or are you sitting back and remembering? Are you dialing in? Are you getting connected to source? Are you getting connected to your vision, your path, your purpose, your why? The miracle generator that you are, right? So this is how I changed everything in my life, you guys. I wanted to just remind you, if you haven't heard me talk about this stuff, this is what I did. I did this work. My outer world is a direct reflection of my inner world, period. Anything that's happening outside of me is only there to show me who I'm being, what I'm thinking, what I'm believing, what I'm putting energy into, whether I realize it or not. It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful when you can take 100% ownership for every single thing in your life, good, bad, otherwise. It's really beautiful. That's true freedom. It might not sound like freedom, but it is true freedom because your power lies in that spot. My power lies in that spot. My power never lies in blaming or, you know, being upset with what someone else did or didn't do. There's no power in that. I can't control what someone else does or thinks or wants or needs or says. There's absolutely no power in that, but I can control my response. I can control what I focus on. I can control what I listen to before I go to bed. I can control what I do with my thoughts. I can control with who I hang out with. I can't. Those are the things I can control. And I knew that everything that came into my life that seemed bad, horrible, wrong, disappointing, challenging, painful, difficult, I started to realize that they were all my greatest gifts. It was my opportunity to grow. So, you talk about growth. We all talk about it here. That's all this is. It's just personal growth with a compensation plan. If you want to remember your greatness, if you want to remember who you really are, if you want to be able to manifest everything that you dream of, then start to put that message into your mind every single day. And that's one of my favorite ones. And so I'm going to toss it back to you, Len. I'm enjoying this beautiful Wednesday, and I just posted on my page also about the men's health and fitness article that quoted our beautiful Dr. Paul Acero. So that's exciting news as well. Mwah, good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just actually do all that in 15 minutes?
I don't know. I think maybe 20.
You did. No, I'm just like kind of in awe that where you took us, first of all, just to really honor and really just for a moment, I just want to come back to that letter you read. You read for us and you posted. Thank you. Just know that I remember running a pretty big company, which I thought was a big company for a while, that was 300 restaurants or whatever. And when stuff happened, it was a catastrophe around the corporate office. And to know that we are in safe hands, in a transparent, beautiful, integrous company with a badass leadership team, that they're literally the best in each of their fields. Just to know that, man, that is such a blessing, isn't it? Don't you feel that, Rhonda, at your deepest core?
We are so blessed. That's for sure.
But anyway, I want to honor you talking about this. And can you post that that particular? I don't know that I've ever listened to that particular Wayne Dyer. It's top 30. Is that what you said?
Oh yeah, I'll post it. Wishes fulfilled. Okay. Top 30 minutes. Yes, I'll post it.
Okay. So anyway, I can't. You know, that's one book I've never really read. That sounds like a perfect book to read. Wishes fulfilled. So, because I remember that's where I learned about the Moses Code and the music that we played at the last Bliss that came from Wayne Dyer. But now he said it came to him right as he was finishing that book, and that was one of the very last books he wrote before he passed. So, anyway, this is Thank you. Just thank you for your message, Rhonda. Thank you everything that you talk about and do, and this is just at the core of it all. So thank you. It's beautiful. And if I were you, I would be jumping on playing the field with the pros call, everybody. And because what I heard at the beginning of the call is that Jeff is going to take his Wednesday and interview Ray L. and his beautiful wife, Michelle. I love this couple. They're so amazing. And, I mean, they're, you know, it's funny. Jimmy Smith always used to grab me at meetings and at the biggest meetings that we could have, whatever, Top Achievers and Celebration at the time, which they were dwarf numbers compared to what's happening now. But, you know, a couple thousand people, and he would put his arm around the shoulder, and he goes, Lenny, always remember that the newest millionaires and the number one income earners that will become the number one income earners in our company, that will pass us all up. We don't know them right now, but they're out there, and they're praying for this opportunity. Man, was that a prophecy? I mean, you guys, get on that call. I have goosebumps right now because for Rael and Michelle to be able to enroll 14 personals in a week period is something that is a very rare thing. I mean, they're showing that it's possible, right? And it's just beautiful. So I'm going to jump on that call too. And I just love all of you guys. Guys, thank you so much. And remember that, yes, anything is possible. And so I love what Rhonda said. If somebody did something, then own that's now possible for you because it happened. Every single thing we see in our outside world is a reflection of what someone thought in their mind and helped manifest it through their imagination. That is profoundly delicious. And with that, guys, I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's rock and give Rhonda some love and give everyone some love. And I'm going to count to 1, 2, 3. Hold on. Let me get this line muted.